Subcultural theories. Subcultural theories build upon the work of Merton. They say that deviance is the result of individuals conforming to the values and norms of a social group to which they belong. If you belong to a social group whose norms differ from those of main society, then you'll become a deviant. Cohen said, lower working class boys want to achieve the success which is valued by mainstream culture. But due to the educational failure and the dead-end jobs that result from this, they have little chance of achieving these goals. This results in status frustration. The boys are at the bottom of the social structure and have little chance of gaining a higher status in society. This is similar to Merton's theory. However, Cohen said that instead of turning to crime, as Merton said, they reject the norms and values of mainstream society and instead turn to the norms and values of a delinquent subculture. In this subculture, the boys can achieve success because the social group has different norms and values from the rest of society. So in the subcultures, a high value is placed upon criminal acts such as stealing and vandalism, which are condemned by mainstream society. In these subcultures, the individual who lack respect in mainstream society can gain it by committing crimes such as vandalism and truancy. Because the crime rewards the individual with respect, there is not always the need for monetary value to commit a crime. So the subcultural perspective explains why people commit non-utilitarian crimes.